Are we ready to go? Administration Committee meeting of Wednesday, February 15th, 2017. Myself, Alderman Olszewski, Alderman Terulis, and Alderman, what's your name today?
Frieders.
Are here. Any citizens' comments? We always draw such a crowd. Minutes for correction/approval. Comments or questions? Okay, we're good with them as they are. New business admin. 2017-14, the monthly budget report for January 2017.
Things are looking pretty good. Sales tax, I always talk about. Again, the report that came out about a week ago isn't reflected on this report. But I'll tell you that. So next month's report, I forget what the exact number is, but basically it's 10% growth year over year from the previous month. So, you know, the months year over year growth have been anywhere from like 3% to about 10%. So we are seeing some pretty strong growth in sales tax, which is nice. So income tax, on the other hand, is, you know, a little bit below IML estimates. So we'll see where that one comes in at the end of the year. But everything else is generally within line of what we expected.
Any comments? Questions on? Good.
I think Rob's the one adding all of this stuff up. So, I mean, it's probably attributed to you. Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome, Jill. Glad I could help.
Okay, let's go on to admin 2017-15, the monthly treasurer's report for January 2017.
Beginning fund balance of $17,243,885. Year-to-date revenues of $28,371,698. Year-to-date expenses of $31,914,844 for a projected ending fund balance of $13,700,739.
Questions on that? Okay, we're good. Admin 2017-16, the cash statement for December 2016.
So always front page is the cash balances. Second page is our investment balances. If there's any questions?
Questions, comments?
Any IMN updates?
Yeah, the overall receiver has $75 million, but can't distribute any of it until they work out the priority claims of the USDA and the IRS. So they're having their annual meeting in early March, so I'm hopeful that at that meeting they'll tell us, you know, where we are with that and give us a better expectation of when we can expect some recovery proceeds.
On the scale of things, where are we as far as dollar amount compared to other communities?
We're not in the top 25 or 50 or anything like that. Yeah.
We're low on the overall funds restricted, but everybody is receiving the same pro rata share.
Correct.
As it moves forward. So we just did the budget memo narrative for it yesterday, I think. And so if that $75 million gets cashed out, we would expect to recover about 43% to 50% of our total loss. So there's still about 150 grand out there that, you know, we don't know if it's ever going to come back in one way or another. But, you know, we are getting hopefully a little bit of it at some point or another.
Anything else for that? Let's go to admin 2017-17, bills for payment. Questions, comments on the bill list? We're good on that. Admin 2017-18, monthly website report for January 2017. I bet you have a question.
Just one. What's the name of the functionality on the website that collects this data?
I don't know. I'd have to ask Nicole to get back to you.
Let me know. That's an open question.
Okay, let's go on to 6, admin 2017-19, the water, sewer, and road infrastructure fee renewal.
The amounts are recommended to stay the same as they were last year. So Rob's got an ordinance in there. It is tied to the fiscal year 18 budget, which hasn't been released yet, hopefully later this week. We do have a little bit of extra water revenue that we expected, but we had a long list of unfunded capital projects related to water treatment plants that we're going to be recommending to fund instead. And so our recommendation is basically to keep this in place as is for the next year. Again, calendar year sunset, and the other good news is that since revenues are beating expectations, you know, the fund is a little bit more well off than it usually is, and we don't anticipate a fiscal year 18 rate increase on the water side. So we'd approved a five-year plan 3 years ago now, and that was like a 15% increase for 3 years in a row, followed by a rate freeze for fiscal year 18 and 19. So our budget proposal will basically be, let's go with the fiscal year 18 rate freeze because we have a little bit more money than we expected, and then reassess fiscal year 19.
Any questions on this?
Okay.
Any questions on this?
No, I'm glad there's no increase.
Okay. Let's go on to admin 2017-20, the travel expense authorization, elected officials, Metro West going down.
Yeah, so there's a memo in the packet that talks about the new travel expense policy for elected officials. These are all the individuals that expressed interest on going on the drive down, which is something we've done each year in the past. I think it's worthwhile. And then, as I said in the memo, I would actually do one giant authorization as part of the budget approval at the beginning of the year. So hopefully we won't have to do this on a month-to-month basis.
Questions on that?
Not on this particular authorization, but just as we had gone over it last month or the month before. So what you're going to do every year before the budget is prepared is estimate what events and then kind of budget for, say, 80% of the aldermen to attend based on historical trends.
Yep.
And then a little bit of fluff in there just because there could be a new event, like the Vegas thing you did last year for ICSC, whatever.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's two processes. One is the budget, which we will make some general estimates as to who would actually attend. But for the actual travel authorization, I would go through and just, you know, IML, the drive down, ICSC for the mayor, a couple other things that we know that we want to do every year. I would just authorize everybody to go to those items as they have been in the past. Mm-hmm. And then if you're available and want to go, great. You don't need any further authorization, and if you don't, then it's not a big deal either.
Does this have to go to City Council?
It does, yes.
Are we okay on the consent agenda?
You are.
On this one? That's okay, consent agenda?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's do that, and then let's go on to admin 2017-21, the Aurora Area Convention and Visitor Bureau Marketing Plan.
So there's a lot of materials in your packet, and I'd actually expected them to attend, so I don't know if that was a miscommunication on my part or if they're late or what. There is the 6 or 7 bullet point list of publications that they recommend large advertisements in, and they can best go through those individually either this month or next month. I don't think there's really a rush on this. The only one that I saw in there was the Aurora Area Go Guide, which is an AACBB publication, so in essence you're giving them back a couple $1,000s. As long as it fits within circulation numbers and, you know, overall impact of what we're trying to do based on their own strategies for rollout of that publication, I'd be okay with it. But that was the only one that I kind of looked at and said, you're just trying to get our money back, aren't you?
Right.
So we'll see. I put the nice note in there. The marketing manager seems, very optimistic that when you call, for the amount of money that we're going to be spending, we're going to be able to negotiate better deals on digital ads, radio spots, et cetera, which is good. And probably the most interesting one on this list is the $6,000 Chicago Reader road trip issue. So that's actually like a new feature that they're doing where they're going to be talking about road trips. And so it's kind of like an advertorial where we would pay and then we would get a nice, like, full feature on different tourist attractions. And it's the first time they've done it. So he said not only would they be willing to negotiate, obviously, different ads, but, it could be something that has a pretty big impact because they're going to go far and wide with it. So I thought that their recommendations were fine. I would ask for, a vote at some point or another, and we can go back and forth when they're actually able to hear and discuss them. And then there are the concept ads that they had drafted. And we kind of reviewed them a little bit at staff level and had a couple comments about, like, picture choices and stuff. But in general, I think they're fine. I thought they looked good. And really the most important thing was the branding of Yorkville. So
yeah.
They say enjoy Yorkville, which is a big part of it. So your call as to whether you're comfortable moving forward with this or not. Again, it's not time sensitive particularly, so you could delay it a month or maybe a few minutes they show up.
I don't know about minutes. I think I'm okay. okay with a month.
Yeah.
I'd much rather bring it back next month than wait 10 more minutes. Two comments. One, if they do radio ads, make sure they do not say, come on down to Yorkville. Because I heard that for Plano one time. It totally changed my opinion of Plano. The other thing is, under the Yorkville rack cards, it says Evergreen Destination destination Message. Mm-hmm. I've Googled that, and I have no idea what that means.
I'm trying to remember how he described it. I believe it was that the rack card for the Aurora Area Visitors Bureau is something they do every year. Mm-hmm. So I think he referred to that as Evergreen, in that they go to the tollway, they go to all these other like tourist destinations, and they basically buy ad spaces. So they would just go through and would say, you know, for an entire year, we're going to buy an ad space, and then they would put the Enjoy Yorkville thing right next to the CDB thing. So that was their idea with that individual one, whether the Evergreen part of it matched up
so
to that.
So it could be like an industry term that I'm just not familiar with?
I believe so.
Okay.
That's my recollection.
Because that was the thing that popped out. I don't know what that means. But in my opinion, after going through this like two or three times, I kind of like that we have some attention. It's like a full packet of, here's all the stuff we're going to do over and above what we always say we're going to do.
Yeah, I thought so, overall it was, you know, a plus.
It was specific, you know, as opposed to, this is what we do for you. Well, this is specific.
Right,
what
right.
Do.
Exactly.
So are these ads that they're proposing? Because my only...
These were their first drafts.
Okay.
So we haven't really said, like, we like this photo, we like the style. Like, we have not had any edits at all to that.
Okay. I love that picture. I like seeing people look at that picture.
It's a different.
It makes us sporty, Jackie.
It is. No, it's just funny looking.
Yeah.
Not like, I mean, it's like something that's Photoshop funny.
Yeah. Marge Klein.
Well, my only comment is, I was sharing this with some individuals I work with, just random all over, and I read this statement, it encourages consideration of Yorkville as an exciting travel destination, and I got some interesting looks from people.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But it's funny, because you drove by the water park every day, and you don't go, man, that's like Noah's Ark for, remember Noah's Ark in Wisconsin Dells? We would drive 4.5 hours to go to Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark was smaller then than Raging Waves is now, and you don't give it that consideration because you always see it.
Well, and that's why I was wondering what you were... I guess I'm looking at it, if I was a tourist, and I saw that saying, I'd be like, oh, let's go there. And then I'd get here and go, oh, it's a water park. So that's why I'm, like, wondering how they're going to do that.
Yeah,
right
mean,
now, we don't have other ones, so I don't
yeah,
know,
the narrative in here, too, is just copy that they threw in. So, yeah, it's all in how it's portrayed. And
I mean, glad it wasn't Lorem Ipsum. Oh, God, they're just going to throw that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, but I mean, the events are nice, right? Raging Waves is the premier water park in
Illinois. Yeah, no, that's what it's like. If they're concentrating on that,
I get
it. But it's like, when they're vague like that, it kind of bothers me.
There were a couple things in here, like,
some people were not from this area.
Yeah.
Like, do you think of us as an exciting, they were like...
This is the one that I said this out loud with a Shakespearean accent, and I'll abstain now, but it says, provide a branded, unified destination message to a highly qualified audience of in-market and future travelers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand it,
but
you could have said, yeah, we're going to do this stuff so the people like it. Like,
which
is, you know, it's wordy, but at the same time, the copy that they're putting on some of the ads is going to be dumbed down a little bit, but more of a...
Well, that's why I wanted to see what were you doing, you know, like, I'm just thinking myself, you know, because I'm one of those, I'll go somewhere, and I pick up, you know, their little travel thing,
yeah.
We're traveling, go, oh, look at the, and then when you get there, I mean, there are some places you go, like, oh, this is not what you have in here.
Yeah.
That's what that made me feel like when you, I think we've all had those experiences, so I was curious what they're, exactly we're going to do.
I think that's probably the most exciting part about this entire process is having somebody look at us and try to sell us, because that's what we've been asking for. Instead of selling the region, no, sell Yorkville. And I understand we have our quirks and our problems and our holes in the ground and our holes in the roads, but what makes us attractive? Because there's a lot more to do here than in other neighboring communities, and I think it makes sense to let somebody who's professional toot our horn. That's why this is finally exciting for me. So I'm all for it.
So do you suggest that we...
If you're absolutely comfortable with the recommendation, I guess my suggestion would be to put it on the next city council agenda, put it on the regular report, and then I would invite them to come and answer questions and maybe make like a 5-minute presentation at that point. I think that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Good for you.
Is Diane okay with it?
She's working. Okay, let's just do that. That gets it out.
Yeah, sure. It's all good stuff.
We kind of talked about it enough in here.
You think?
So, number 9, Admin 2017-22, Comcast Cable Franchise Agreement.
It is renewal time. So we've got a new 10-year agreement in there that the consortium's been working on for a few years. Really not too much has changed, you know, on its face. There's a peg fee that I know is going to be part of a conversation in the future between the consortium and the city as to whether we want to levy it or just, like, pay it out of pocket, basically, and save Comcast customers in Yorkville from having to pay it. But the agreement allows Comcast to continue to operate within the city for that 10-year period, and it commits them to transition to HD PEG programming within the term of the agreement, as long as certain metrics are met. So we didn't have any issues with it. There is a comment in the memo about the public hearing that we have to hold as part of it. It's not a traditional public hearing. It's more like a listening session that we have to do under state law. So we'll advertise for it, invite people to come out and air their grievances against Comcast and or the agreement, which is really what it's supposed to be, and approve it at some point after that. So we would expect the first meeting in March to approve it, but the actual agreement would start March 1st, so it might be a couple weeks retroactive. And Mike Reynolds of the consortium is here in case you have any questions.
Comments, questions on this?
So I've toured the facility at Wabanzi. I've spoken with Mike about it privately. I think even if people don't understand the value of the consortium as is, the expense, in my opinion, if you allow this to lapse, to try to re-grab what we have right now, would be exponentially more expensive. And a waste of time because it's already accessible. My only issue, and I've expressed that to Mike, is we have to find a way to make this more. We have to find an AACBB for Mike's consortium so we can toot that horn because it is a pretty cool facility. It is something that pretty much anyone in the area can use. And there's a reason why it's, you know, why it exists. I just think we need to do a better job of explaining it. So,
bad idea of the month. I have these frequently, so that's more like, but I suggested jokingly at one point or another that the AACBB should be focusing on digital ads and viral videos. You know, let's pay $30,000 to get a celebrity like Andy Richter to do something funny,
absolutely,
and brand it, and then use that to our advantage.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a way that we could partner this with the consortium,
yes,
and do a viral video with an actual budget behind it. To not only promote Yorkville as a tourist destination, but then utilize the consortium.
I'm not only a fan of that. I will take credit for that.
Just kidding.
Bartle's an awesome idea.
It's aggressive, so we'll see.
But that's, you know,
that's kind of cool.
If we want to fill some of those holes downtown, we're going to need some fluff. I like it.
So, we're okay with this?
I will go on the record as saying hell yes.
Absolutely. Okay. So, can that be also on consent?
It can be. We'll put that on for the 314 for actual action, okay. And then it'll be on
after
for the
that.
Public hearing on the 28th.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So, we're done with new business. Any old business? Any additional business? Well, heck, we are good. We are done at 6:19.
Wonderful.